Zedlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Liv, Nat and Izzy with your 8 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, the Moreton Bay Region Council has pledged $100,000 to enhance accessibility of Bribie Island Park, following an appeal via letter from Zach, a 7-year-old wheelchair user. Recently, the park underwent an extensive $800,000 makeover aimed at improving accessibility. Unfortunately, the council's decision to utilize bark and wood chips rendered the park inaccessible to wheelchair users. Recognizing the issue, the council has now committed to installing a new soft full surface and an accessible carousel. They have also introduced a new policy, dubbed Zach's Principle, which mandates accessibility considerations for all council projects.
In other local news, an 8-year-old boy and his family were attacked by 2 dingoes while on holiday on Kigari. The boy's father came in between the child and the animals. The boy was scratched and bitten. Kigari Assistant Principal Ranger Danielle Mansfield said dingoes were able to inflict serious harm, and she urges parents to keep children within arm's reach on Kigari, even if dingoes can't be seen. She said, "We are providing dingo safe messaging to parents and carers each day, and there are too many instances where children are not being appropriately supervised."
Across Australia today, the Reserve Bank Australia is considering its 13th interest rate rise in 15 months. Major banks are expecting a 0.25 increase in the cash rate. RBA Governor Philip Lowe says inflation in Australia has passed its peak, but 7% is still too high and it will be some time before it is back in the target range. In June this year, the cash rate was lifted to 4.1%, which meant an added $1,264 in repayments for Australian mortgage holders. The AMP Bank revealed yesterday that 7 in 10 mortgage holders are worried they will be unable to continue payments if the rate rises higher. 5 in 10 said they could no longer cut down their everyday spending.
And in more national news, Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health leader Dr. Naomi Mayers received the 2023 National NAIDOC Lifetime Achievement Award for her invaluable contribution to the advancement of Indigenous health. Auntie Dr. Naomi is a proud Yorta Yorta and Wiradjuri woman who developed and led some of the most profound reforms in Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander health, including establishing the first Aboriginal medical service. Auntie Dr. Naomi is also a founding member of the Aboriginal and Health and Medical Research Council of New South Wales and ANACO, was founding president of the Federation for Aboriginal Women and a member of the first ATSIC Regional Council for Metropolitan Sydney.
In international news, Harvard's practice of legacy admissions has come under fire from advocacy groups who have petitioned the government to enact legal change. The practice involves preferencing undergraduate applicants with family ties to the Ivy League college, however, has long been seen to only benefit white and wealthy applicants. Lawyers for Civil Rights, LCR, a Boston-based non-for-profit, filed a federal civil rights complaint against Harvard for giving special preference to white students, not because of anything they have accomplished, but because of who their relatives are. Chief Justice John Roberts said the Harvard's legacy admissions process picks winners and losers based on the colour of their skin.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is cloudy. It's currently 16 degrees with an expected maximum of 19. The fire danger is low and the UV index is predicted to reach 4, which is in the moderate band. That's all for your news at 8 a.m. We'll be back at 9 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4zzz.org.au to read more.